The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Going forward via divine guidance. Yesterday night, I spoke on introduction to going forward. You were blessed. Shout a big hallelujah. Yesterday night was explosive. If you were not here, you missed. Open your Bible to me, beloved, to Psalms 23 from verse 1 to 6. It's a popular scripture. We're going to read it together. Psalm 23 from verse 1 to 6. Let's go. 1, 2, go. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointed my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Somebody say a big amen. Also open Isaiah chapter 48, verse 17. Isaiah 48 and verse number 17. Thank you, Lord. The Bible says, Thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit, which leadeth thee by the way that thou shouldest go. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in Jesus' name. I started the introduction yesterday on this series of teachings that we are going to be having throughout this month. And I showed us that one of the very vital things for every believer in life is to be divinely guided. You are destined to go forward, but your going forward is subject to the level of your divine guidance. Your portion in life is deliverable to you to the extent to which you are guided. The Bible speaking there in Psalm 23 verse 1, it said, The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. So only those that are guided by God don't want. They don't have lack. They have no insufficiency. They don't know scarcity. Because they are guided by God. And so you are destined to prosper, which we also call more than enough. And amongst other things, beloved, wonderful people, we need divine guidance. On the day a believer doesn't believe again in divine guidance or doesn't follow divine guidance, that is the beginning of the end of that believer. On the day a believer doesn't want to subscribe again to divine guidance, that is the end of the beginning of the end of the glory of that believer. Quickly tonight, important facts about divine guidance. Very important facts about divine. Number one is that nothing makes life more colorful than guidance from God. Nothing in this life can make your life more colorful than being guided by God. Nothing can be compared to divine guidance. Psalm 32 and verse 8, I will lead you in the way that thou shouldest go. I will guide you with my own eyes. Psalm 32 and verse 8. I will guide you. I will lead you with my own eyes. God will lead somebody with his own eyes today. Number two important fact about divine guidance is that divine guidance is the pathway to blessings for you. In that Isaiah 48 verse 17 that we read, is the one that teacheth us to profit. If you want to enjoy profit, it is God that will lead you to profit. He said, we teach us. He said, I am the Lord thy God. We teacheth thee to profit. God is a teacher. And he teaches us on what to do. He teaches us on how to get the benefits of this world. and the world to come. Number three important fact about divine guidance is that divine guidance is what beautifies a believer. If you want beauty, it is divine guidance that can beautify your life. Those who are guided by God are those who are beautified. The more God guides you, the more your life has color and beauty. As from today, every form of ugliness in everyone's life shall be washed away in the name of Jesus. Beauty shall come upon your life in Jesus' name. Number four important fact about divine guidance is that divine guidance saves you the pain of trial and error. Divine guidance is what saves you the pain of... You see, living a life of trial and error can be a very terrible life. Divine guidance saves you the pain of trial and error. Is this one okay? Okay, let me try it. It's not okay. This one, God, is it okay? It's not okay. This one, God. Why don't you just wait on the Lord? Why don't you just allow God to guide you? Only those who are guided by God are saved from trial and error. A single error can ruin a person's destiny. A single error can give a person a setback of many years. Just one error. Tonight, God will save you from every trap the enemy has set for you. I say, God will save you from every trap the enemy has set for you. You will no longer be a victim of trial and error. I say you will never be a victim of trial and error. Say a louder amen. Quickly tonight, we'll be looking at essentials for divine guidance. There are some things that are very essential for divine guidance. Number one is willingness to be led. Before you can be led by God, you must be willing to be led. Matthew 4 and verse 19. Follow me and I will make you. Until you are willing to be led, God will not bother to lead you. God will not force himself on you. So be willing to be led, and then God will lead you. God is willing to lead you will amount to nothing except you are willing to be led by God. God wants to show you the way. God wants to lead you in the right path. But if you are not willing, he will not force himself on you. Honor is reserved only for those who are led. They serve him and they are led and they are honored. John chapter 12 and verse 26. If any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall he also be. And then that same person will be honored by God. Why? Because he's serving me and I'm led and I'm leading him. From tonight, God will begin to lead you. I say, God will begin to lead you. I say, God will begin to lead you. So, you must not... You see, being led by God means that God is the one ahead. You are following behind. Many of us, we are running faster than God. And so, if you want to really get to where you are going, you must let God be in front and you are following him. He's saying, go to the right, you turn to the right. Turn to the left, you turn. He says, stop there for now. You stop there for now. Anyone that wants the blessedness of God must be willing to be led by God. When God is leading you, people will pity you initially, but eventually they will begin to envy you. That's how it is. Because when God leads you, a lot of times what he will tell you to do are things that naturally it looks absurd. God can lead you to a man that doesn't look so... Maybe you are a lady that likes guys that have some things in their pockets and some little resources. Well, the guy doesn't have much. Maybe he doesn't even have as much as... Maybe he's not even earning up to you. He's earning, because I will not tell you to marry somebody who is not earning anything. But he's earning. But maybe you are earning much more. But you are willing to be led, so you follow God's leading. People begin to pity you at that point. Ah, this kind of girl, how can you be dating this kind of guy? But eventually, when your glory emerges, they will begin to envy you. Somebody's here. This year will not end before people will begin to envy you. I said this year will not end before people will begin to envy you. Say a louder amen. I'm just taking it softly for you tonight so that the word can soak into your spirit and bones and marrows. If you can get this matter of divine guidance, you are made. This matter we'll be discussing this month. Vision, divine guidance. If you can get it, your life is made. Your life will change drastically. Number two, essential for divine guidance is spiritual sensitivity. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 11 to 14. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11 to 14. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Wow. Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Spirit teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual things. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. It takes a spiritual person to assess divine direction. We need spiritual sensitivity to access the guidance of God. Divine guidance is a spiritual seed which is only accessed through spiritual channels. So if you are a carnal person, you can't hear from God. If you are a person who is not spiritually sensitive, you can't hear from God. Your level of spirituality determines your level of guidance. God will only lead the spiritual. That's why you must be spiritual. That's why you must drop carnality totally. Only spiritual men can connect with divine plan. So if you are not a spiritual man or woman, there's no way you can be guided by God. Because the way he will be speaking to you, you will not know that he's speaking to you. John chapter 4 and verse 24. John 4 and verse 24. God is a spirit, and they which worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. God is a spirit. He will only speak to you through the spirit. If your spirit is dead, there's no way you can get divine guidance. It takes a robust spiritual life to access spiritual signals. Sometimes I will tell the pastors, I will just call them and I will say, this is about to happen, or this is going on. And they will be wondering, how did you get to know? It takes a robust spiritual connection with God to access the best of God. Sometimes it can show you physically. Sometimes it can show you in the dream. Sometimes you can just be walking and it will show it to you. One time I was in the U.S. and then in the night, God showed me a dream. Twice in 1 week. I told my wife, I said, God showed me this dream on this thing. She said, he just smiled. The first week I got to Nigeria, I had that same dream. That is 3 times. I knew automatically that this dream that God showed me is a true thing. I went on to investigate the matter. I found it exactly the way I saw it in the dream. It takes a very, very thick spiritual life to assess spiritual sensitivity. It takes a thick spiritual life to assess divine guidance. I was in a fast some time ago. I just wanted to have some time with God, and I took a flight to Ghana. And I was just, after 3 days of just being in the room, I just wanted to have, just see the sun. And I was walking on the road, and God was speaking to me from a tree, something written on a tree. This is this and this and this and this and this and this. This was about 12 years ago. It takes a heavy spiritual connection to be guided by God. Nobody here will disconnect from God again. Nobody's spiritual life will disconnect from God again. I say nobody's spiritual life will disconnect from God again. Your spiritual life will be heavily connected. Say a louder amen. Say a louder, louder, louder amen. Say a louder, louder, louder amen. Number three, essential for divine guidance is meekness. Meekness. It takes meekness to be guided by God. Psalm 25 verse 9. It takes meekness. Somebody say meekness. The meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his ways. If you are not meek, there's no way you can get guided by God. It takes the meek. Your spirit must be meek. Your heart must be subject to God before you can receive the guidance of God. One of the greatest men that I respect so much in the Bible is a man called Moses. Always guided all the way. But the Bible speaking about Moses in Numbers chapter 12, verse 1 to 3, that the Bible says he was the meekest of all men. And Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses. Now go to verse 2 and verse 3 particularly. Thank you, Lord. Verse 3 particularly. Thank you, Lord. Now the man Moses was very meek. That was the qualification of Moses. He was not only meek, he was very meek. Above all men which were upon the face of the earth. That was why God was speaking to him everywhere. You check your Bible. And God spoke to Moses. And God called Moses. And God spoke to Moses. And God called Moses. He led those 3 million people with the hand of that man called Moses. His heart was connected to God. His spirit was connected to God. The meeker you are, the more God is able to reach you. God can't reach the proud. James chapter 4 verse 6. God resists the proud. He giveth more grace to the humble. He resists the proud. He has a distaste for the proud. Once God sees a proud person, he will just... He said there are some things God hates. He said this seven, he said it's an abomination to him. He said the first one, a proud look. A look that just looks at everybody else as nothing. Say God hates it. If you be guided by God, your heart must be meek. You must be accommodating. You must be an accommodating person. Otherwise, God will not lead. Because if God leads a proud person, the glory of whatever comes out of that leading, he will take the glory himself. He will say, I'm not surprised that I got a husband like this. Just look at me now. Didn't you see how I look like? A lady like this, you don't expect her to come down to a low-class man. He must be a man pocketically loaded. Apart from that, I took my eyes to the market very well. Instead of her to say, I thank God though. Eh? If not for God's grace, who am I to even marry this kind of person? Eh? God is very faithful. God really blessed me. He helped me. I'm very grateful to God though. Instead of saying that, he will say, I took my time very well. I had more than 16 toasters. I watch all of them like this from afar. Praise the Lord. The meeker you are, the easier it is for God to reach you. That's why this issue of fasting is very important. Because when you are fasting, even if you are not meek before, you become the meek spirit must come upon you by force, by fire. You just become gentle. You can't be fasting and be watching all these films. You can't be fasting and be jumping up and down. You just be gentle. Say, is there anything? I say, no, there's nothing. Everything's okay. Because they notice that you are very gentle. They abuse you. They did something. I leave you to God. Praise the Lord. I was coming to church today. Somebody was driving, and the person drove wrongly, crossed wrongly, and the person was still saying that you are the one that. I just drove off. I did not even turn to look at the face of this. I was just seeing with my side eye that the person was doing like this. That's what fasting does. You just be gentle. Immediately I turned and I left like that. I heard the Holy Spirit said, well done, well done, well done. Well done, well done, well done, well done. Praise the Lord. Although naturally I didn't respond to people when they, because some people don't even know what they are. They don't even know. Some people, they took their driver's license to them in their bedroom. They did not go for driving school. I have a new decision now that if I'm going to take anybody to drive me, especially the person is the driver, I must see their driver's license. Because I've been, a lot of drivers has done a lot of things that are very, very amazing. You'll be driving from here and you'll be going to Abuja or to Lagos for a very important meeting, and road safety will stop you and they will ask your driver for driver's license. You that you are sitting at the back reading Bible, you have driver's license. The person driving, you do not have driver's license. You now look like a fool. They now say, park, 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 park. So now, praise the Lord. Number four, essentials for divine guidance is regular study of the word. Regular study of the word. Deuteronomy 28 and verse 1. And it shall come to pass, Deuteronomy 28 and verse 1. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, and observe to do all his commandments, which I shall command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. So, the word of God is one of the things that sets you above every nation of the earth. This word of God is filled with instructions. 2 Timothy 3 verse 16. It says, all scripture is filled by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for correction, for reproof and instruction in righteousness. 2 Timothy 3:16. So the word of God has doctrines. It has corrections. It has reproof. It has instructions. In the place of studying the word, suddenly a light shines to you. We talked about that extensively last month. And I believe for many of us here, your Bible study life has shifted to a new level. If you want to be guided by God, reading of the Bible must become an addiction. You must be addicted to the word. Every lover wants to hear or wants to read from his lover from time to time. If you love God, you must desire to study his word. You must desire to study his word. The word of God is the mind of God. God is not speaking to me. God is not talking to me. I don't know why. I've been fasting. God is not talking to me. I've been waiting on God. I've been singing worship song. In fact, I sing more than our sister pastor self. And God is still not talking to me. He's not talking because you are not reading the scripture. I don't know where to go. I don't know what business to do. I don't know where to turn to. I don't know if this relationship is okay or not. You don't know because you are not reading the Bible. If you are reading the Bible will tell you what is right and what is wrong. Do you want to hear the voice of God? Study the Bible. Sit down with the Bible. Study the Bible. Study the Bible and have a note so that you can be a notable person. Study the Bible. As God is speaking to you, be noting it. As God is speaking to you, be noting it. As God is speaking to you, be noting it. The Bible is the word of God. This is the mind of God. I don't know the mind of God on this matter. This is the mind of God on the matter. I don't know what God is telling me concerning 2022. What God is telling you in 2022 is in this Bible. All you need to do is to open it. You will see what God is telling you. as from tonight, the addiction for the word of God will be upon your life. In those days when we are going to class, we take our Bibles along to study a little bit before we start to study in the night. In these days, people go to class, night class, five, six hours, and they are browsing. Out of the 5-6 hours, they are browsing 4.5 hours out of it. Free YouTube browsing, you know, they give all this free something. Free, is that I must utilize this opportunity. And they went to, and when they come back in the morning, they say, welcome from night class. You don't read anything. This is a distracted generation. It's a distracted generation. So the word of God is very, very crucial if you are going to be guided. Number five. How can I be guided? Number five is be joyful always. Isaiah 12 verse 3. Therefore with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. Let joy always come out of your heart. Don't allow sadness. Don't allow on. You and sorrow, separate yourself from sorrow. Do you know there's nothing you can do in this kingdom if you add sorrow to it, you can't get benefits. Deuteronomy 28:47-48. He said, because thou servest not the Lord thy God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. Therefore, shall thou serve thy enemies which the Lord shall send against thee in hunger, in thirst, in nakedness, in want of all things, and he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck until he hath destroyed thee. Somebody say, God forbid. If you don't want your life to be devoid of guidance, always allow the joy of the Lord in your heart. Never allow anything to stop your joy. Never allow anything to stop your joy. Never allow anything to hinder your joy. Never allow anything to distract your joy. Don't allow anybody to steal your joy. You yourself should be a joy giver, not a joy destroyer. To be a joy giver. I was telling you on Sunday about when we were talking about family and success, about the stress of life. Sometimes life has so much stress. And so people tend to be very sad, and when they are overwhelmed with all the problems of life. Look at the problem that we're having now, the petrol problem. To get the petrol is a problem. When you get the petrol itself, it's another challenge. I didn't complete my story on Sunday. When I told you I traveled over the weekend. When we're traveling, we bought fuel. And then when we got to Ibadan, I told my driver, let's buy more fuel. So we saw a station that we queued up. So we first queued. That's one issue. After queuing, we bought the fuel. Immediately we bought the fuel. And Ibadan is not our destination. The car started jacking. So we were moving and then speaking in tongues. Instead of speaking in tongues for others, he started speaking in tongues for car to move where. Eventually, we were able to get to where we are going, or almost where we are going, and then we got to a mechanic and we checked. We saw that the fuel that we bought had issue, and then it had packed up the fuel pump. Fuel pump that didn't have any problem for me learning before. Fuel that you bought at 270 per liter had packed up fuel pump. But despite all, we must not lose our joy. Praise the Lord. Somebody praise the Lord. No matter what happens, don't lose. Once you lose your joy, that's all. There's hope for a tree. As long as you are alive, you are a tree. And there's no devil that can take you out. There's no wicked that can take you out. Even if it looks as if the enemy is taking some of your leaves here and there, and then the breeze is blowing you up and down, you are still standing. And I say this as God liveth, you will live till old age. You will see your children's children. I say you will see your children's children in the name of Jesus. Let nothing take away your joy. Isaiah 30, verse 29 to 30. I don't have time to read that right now. You can just note it down. You must always have a song in your mouth. Always have a song. That's what that scripture is saying. And ye shall have a song. Always have a song. It is well with my soul. It is well with my soul, it is well, it is well with covenant keeping God. There is no one like you. I am that I am. There is no one like you. Hallelujah. Covenant keeping God. There is no one like you. I am that I am. Jehovah. There is no one like you. Don't let anything steal your joy, brothers. Protect your joy. Guide your joy jealously. Just for the sake of divine guidance. As from today, God will be speaking to you like a man speaks to his friend. I say God will be speaking to you like a man speaks to his friend. That's why everywhere Jesus went to, when they are crying, he will say, weep not. Anywhere you see Jesus and they are crying, he said, hey, stop your weeping there. Weep not. All of you weeping, yeah? Leave the house, leave the room. Leave only the father and the mother and me. Everybody, get out. No one weeping. You will not weep this year. You will not cry this year. You will not lose your joy this year. I say you will not lose your joy this year. Say a louder amen. And number six, essential for divine guidance is quietness. You need quietness to access divine guidance. We are in a very noisy world. Isaiah 30 and verse 15. You need quietness. For thus saith the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest, ye shall be saved. In quietness and in confidence shall your strength, and ye will not. So if you want God to speak to you, you need quietness. You must create an avenue around yourself. That's why those that live in places where there's not much noise, they live longer. Noise is a pollution. If you want to be guided by God, avoid noise. Even if your work area is noisy, when you get home, have a quiet environment. Just allow worship to be playing. Allow God to minister to your spirit. But when you leave work and then from there you go straight to football center to watch Liverpool and Arsenal, then they shout till 11 p.m. You go back home again, you tune to the same station. There's so much noise, God cannot reach you. You want God to reach you? Quietness. 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 Sometimes I'm just with God. I'm just worshiping in the spirit. Just quietly. No noise. No noise. Just worship him in the spirit. As from today, God will give you the grace to do this in Jesus' name. Great revelation is released to you in quietness. This is because a calm spirit enhances the voice of God. When your spirit is calm, the voice of God can get to you. Some of us, our spirit is always, in Yoruba, they call it koruru. It's always rowdy. It's always busy. Sometimes you just need to be quiet. You just need to be alone. It's not every time that you are with people. Sometimes you just need to be alone. Great men are made in quietness. They are not made in noise. Anybody you see that is great, God spoke to them in quietness. He did not speak to them while they were on the football field playing. He did not speak to them when they were watching something in the cinema. He spoke to them in their moment of quietness. With a still small voice. Look at Moses. When he was tending his father's sheep. Look at Paul. Anybody you see that God spoke to and become somebody, he spoke to them in quietness. as from today, God will give you the grace to access quietness in Jesus' name. I say, God will give you the grace to access quietness in Jesus' name. Sometimes as parents, you just need to just let your children just rest somewhere for a few hours or for 1 or 2 days, just for you to just have, just allow some peace around and just allow God to minister to your spirit. You just need it. And then you are just worshiping. You are just playing music. You go, you just go and look for one worship and you are just playing it. Yahweh, 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 you are glorious, so glorious in your ways. You are glorious, so glorious in your ways. You are on the floor, you cannot even look up. You are on the floor. Be a floor. Now worship it. You are rolling on the floor in quietness. Suddenly, a voice will come. My daughter, this thing, this is the solution. Receive that grace today in the name of Jesus. Receive that grace today in the name of Jesus. Receive that grace today in the name of Jesus. And lastly, essentials for divine guidance is be born again. Be born again. John chapter 3 and verse 3. John chapter 3 and verse 3. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. If you really want to maintain divine guidance, you must be a son. God only guides his sons and his daughters. He doesn't guide those who are not his sons. He will not show somebody the way that is not attached to him. You want God to show you the way, you must be his son. You want God to show you the way, you must be his daughter. That's why I always tell people, it's an aberration for an unbeliever to be more successful than us. It's an aberration. Somebody who doesn't know God is one of the things that drives me and just makes me very, very angry with the devil. Somebody who doesn't know God, who doesn't serve God, who doesn't do God's will now be more. No. It's not normal. It's not meant to be like that. Tonight, God is calling us. He's telling us, my son, my daughter, come to me. Let me be your father. Let me be your mother. Let me assist you. Let me guide you. But you must first give me your heart. Give me your heart. I don't think I'm broke. You think I need money? I need your heart. Give me your heart so that I can guide you. And from tonight, as we do that, I see God guiding every one of us in Jesus' name. I see God guiding every one of us in Jesus' name. You will no longer miss God's direction. You will no longer miss God's guidance. Say a louder amen. You will no longer miss God's guidance. You will no longer miss God's direction. The exact place you should be is where God will take you to. The exact thing you should do is what God will lead you to do. You will not miss your steps. You will not divert your way from the right path that God has put you on. Say a louder amen. I pray for you today. Clearly, you begin to hear God. I say, clearly, you begin to hear God. As you open the scripture will be life to you. In the name of Jesus.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. Appreciate you.